Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Scary Horror Story Podcast. Today's story is called Worst Birthday Ever. It's June 11th, 2014, and I'm turning 18. Yep, today is my birthday. I've never really liked parties or anything like that, so my family just buys a cake for me, and that's good enough for me. I don't really like the attention. I pretty much choose to get what I want and do what I want on the day, so I just hang out with my best friend, Andrew. But little did I know, this was going to be the worst day of our lives. We had plans to go to this weird show that just came to town. There's been flyers all over the place. It's no ordinary show, though. It was called The Amazing Wonders of Darkness. I love everything creepy and weird, so I'm excited. Andrew texts me that he's on his way, which really meant it would be an hour before he got here. He finally gets here, and I say bye to my parents and walk out the door. Hey, you ready for this? I guess so. Andrew didn't like anything scary, but he still did it with me because it's all I ever wanted to do. When we get to the address, we get to a dark alley, and there's an abandoned warehouse. I'm guessing this is it, said Andrew. Yeah, let's check it out. We get out of the car and walk around to the front door. And there was a ticket booth with no one inside. We stand and wait, and out of nowhere comes this tall, pale man. Welcome, boys. Just two tickets? Yes, sir. He smirks weirdly and hands over the tickets. Here you go. Welcome and have fun. I grab the tickets and he just stays staring at me with no emotion. It's creepy. We start walking towards the door and open it, looking into a dark, dirty hallway where at the end has a light to lead the way. As we start walking, there are more people coming behind us, and not gonna lie, I was starting to get scared. Something was off. We kept walking, and walking, and walking, until we got into a big room with a stage and chairs all around it. There was already few people there, and we sat in the chairs in the back. The lights shine onto the stage, and out walks a beautiful redhead wearing a black dress. Welcome, everyone. Everything you are about to see is real. Once the show starts, you will not be able to leave unless the show is done. So if there is anyone too scared to stay, I suggest you leave now. Everyone laughs and she backs up off the stage into the darkness. A music box starts to play and out comes a little girl dressed in white, wearing pigtails, dragging in a large suitcase. She stands there, saying nothing, and opens the suitcase. She smiles and raises her hand, looking to the audience, and then points back at the suitcase. We realize she was looking for a volunteer. A girl sitting up front raises her hand and gets on the stage. She looked like she was about my age, so she probably isn't from around here, because I don't recognize her. She gets in the suitcase And the little girl smiles and waves at the girl. She starts to zipper the suitcase, and I don't know who would ever get in a suitcase, so this is weird. She stands the suitcase up and drags it off stage. She just walks right off the stage. Nothing happens for the next few minutes. What was that? I don't know, maybe it's part of the show. After about 5 minutes, the little girl comes walking back out with the suitcase. But this time she was covered in blood? Whoa, this show was good. She stands there, arm out to the suitcase, getting ready to unzip. She starts opening it up, and as she does this, body parts start falling out, including a head. It was the girl. Everyone screams and starts running towards the doors. And so did we. Why did we have to come here? I look at Andrew and just can't say a word. Standing at the door, the tall, pale man. He says, "I'm sorry. You can't leave. You're part of the show."